Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Q&A Celle Online. This is episode 52, and the reason why today is a very special episode is because the normal Apple iTunes, besides the normal Google Play, Stitcher, in all those locations where this normally airs, I am currently live on Zcast. So welcome everyone from Zcast. I'm glad to be here and I'm happy to do my very first live show. Although normally it is not live, this is I normally do a recorded, but it is almost live just because I record it the day that I play it. So if I record today, iTunes will get it today, Google Play will get it today, and so will all the others, Stitchers, iHeart, and RSS Radio. But now, Zcast live. So again, welcome to Q&A. So we won't have an intro today. For those of you that are used to having the intro music, you're not going to have an intro music. You're going to have the exact same live version as everybody else, unedited. So what am I going to talk about today? And this is learn from somebody who has done it before. This is a little bit of a rant slash advice. Why should you learn from somebody that has done it before? So it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. Normally, what I talk about is online businesses, Facebook ads, internet marketing, Google AdWords, affiliate marketing, selling on Amazon FBA, selling on eBay, Shopify, you know, how to create sales funnels and use ClickFunnels, all that stuff. You should always try to learn from somebody who has done it before, and preferably somebody that has done it successfully. So you can, for one, remember that you don't need to pay for everything. There's a ton of courses out there that are going to charge you an arm and a leg to teach you something, while you can find any training possible, anything that you can think of is out there for free nowadays on the internet. For example, this podcast, this live Zcast as well, is free training, and I don't charge anybody for anything. So don't waste your money buying an online training course just to fill the pockets of the course creator. And if you need the training and you know it's worth it, you take it. But don't use all the money that you have to invest in a business and then go start. And then don't start your business because you invested all this money into the course and now you're lacking the resources to build that business or to start your dream, whatever that dream is, right? So every bit of training you can think of is out there for free. You just have to search for it. And then more importantly, not just for search for it, you actually have to take it. Take the courses, take the training, and the hours and hours of YouTube videos that are there out there teaching you how to do something. And these people, there's always a catch. You know, if you get to the top of YouTube and then you get some advertising on YouTube, you make a few bucks and all that. But that's all fine, right? Anybody can do that. But what I'm talking about is not always a waste. Remember that. When you go and take a $900 course and they're normally like $997 or $697, and all courses normally the norm is that an online course has to end on a 7. There's no 999 courses, right? There's the 1997, there's the 297, the 67. Everything when it comes to online training, it always ends in a 7, and some of them are well worth the money because if you know everything that is taught to you in that course, you can actually follow and you will follow that the training. You can do things that you never thought possible, things that you didn't know exist, because as you know, we don't know what we don't know. And that is the perfect sentence. We don't know what we don't know. The only things that you know exist are the things that you already know. Right? So there's somebody out there that has done something. You see these people that become millionaires and you see the stories that, oh, he became a millionaire overnight. And let me tell you, that's also a myth. There's Well, there is certain cases and stuff like that, but most of these that you hear that became a millionaire overnight, all these overnight successes have been in the making for the last 10 years, 5 years. Lots of hard work is put in the background, and then when they come to the front stage where you see this person for the first time, oh, look, he became a millionaire. I never knew about him yesterday, right? All this has a lot of hard work, and there's I would risk saying that every successful entrepreneur out there had to at some point work very hard to achieve that. So they learn with all their mistakes. I learned with my mistakes, and you know, failing is part of life, same as it is part of business. So we learn, but if you can avoid some of those failures, do it. You know, we always learn. Every time you fail at something, you learn with it. Every time since you were a kid, you fall, you scrape your knee, you learn with it. It doesn't mean you're not going to fall again, you're not going to scrape your knee again. You are, but at least you know next time when you're about to fall, you already know, oh no, my knee is going to hurt. So some people decide to do everything themselves. I'm going to teach myself how to do, you know, Facebook ads. I want to teach myself how to run Google AdWords. And then after failing miserably, after falling on their asses, and I don't know if I can say this on Zcast, but then they go out to Facebook and complain how Facebook advertising is a scam. You know, selling on Amazon is a scam. You hear that way too often. And all it is the person failed and now they have to blame somebody or something. And there's this blame game that happens. So remember, when you fail at something, remember that you failed at something. The world is not against you. Facebook is not against you. Google, Amazon, whatever you are doing in your life or your business. You are the one that failed because you didn't put enough time, enough work, enough effort, or you did not let others teach you, right? Again, if you know somebody that knows more than you, even if it's if they're a meter ahead of you, a foot ahead of you when it comes to business, ask them to teach you how to get that foot closer, right? And that's something that most people are afraid of, is to let others know that I am not as far as you are when it comes to business. I don't know as much as you do. So the ones that ask are the ones that do get it, right? So again, if you have a business that you want to start, if you have a dream that you want to pursue, do it. Try to ask somebody that has been there before to help you in that career, in that path, and then preferably try to do it by somebody that actually knows and done it successfully, and preferably for free. And then again, you always hear saying that there's no such thing as free dinner, and most of the times it is true. But you don't have all the information in one place. You go to different places. And I bet you can go between podcasts and YouTube videos. You can learn about everything, almost about everything. And again, if you need any help, if you have any questions from me, I'll let everybody know that you can find me at qasellingonline.com. And that is qasellingonline.com. You can also email me at quinn@quinnamorm.com. And that's just Quinn with one N, Q-U-I-N. Sorry, I almost got my name wrong. See, I should have asked somebody. Okay, everybody, that will be it for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for all the live Zcast listeners. Everybody, please have fun and go out there and make a ton of profit. All right, goodbye.